Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 148, Kindle Cloud Reader. So for today's episode, I wanted to share an easy-to-use way. So if, for example, you're always on the go and you want to pack as few gadgets as possible, or let's say you buy all of your ebooks through the Kindle bookstore and you want a way to read them easily, or you want to get into ebooks but don't have the budget for a Kindle just yet or for that tablet, but you want to start buying ebooks nevertheless, then the Kindle Cloud Reader add-on for Chrome or plug-in for Chrome may be the way to go for you. So basically what this lets you do is, after you install the Kindle Cloud Reader, actually I guess technically it's an extension that you'll install for the Chrome web browser, you'll be able to read your Kindle ebooks whether you have an internet connection or not. So once you install the extension, you'll be able to browse a bookstore and buy new books. And you'll also be able to see any other books that you've previously purchased. And you can start reading them immediately. And from my understanding, they're downloaded in the background. So let's say you lose your internet connection, or you're going on a trip, or you're on a place where you don't have an internet connection, then you can still continue reading your books and they'll sync once you have an internet connection later on. The beauty of this method of reading your Kindle books is that you can also create your shortcut application. So if you have your Chrome browser installed on a Windows machine or a Mac machine or Linux, then you can, if you have that create application shortcut menu option in Chrome, then you can create a direct shortcut to automatically just open up that extension in its own window and full screen and all of that good stuff. So it's kind of like having the Kindle app for your desktop browser. This also works as its own separate window if you're using a Chromebook as well. So you can install the extension and then set it to open in its own window maximized, so you have your own Kindle app for your Chromebook. And the same settings work here as well. So the book, your ebooks will download in the background, so if you're going on a flight, then you can have something to read on your Chromebook as well. And you can only need really the one device, separate from your cell phone, for example, as well. But if you do have a tablet and other devices, you can, and you only want to pack one device, you can just pack your laptop so everything is in one place. Many of the same settings that you have or that are available on the Kindle app, so for your smartphone or tablet, are also available here. So you can have the white, black, and sepia backgrounds. You can have you can adjust the font size, and you can have one column or two columns. So if you want a book layout, you can have the two columns, or if you just want one page, you can do that as well. And so just the simple things are there as well. So you have the customization based on the kind of interaction you want with the app or extension itself. And then you can also highlight text and leave notes as well. So that way, if you're reading something for school, you can do that as well. And then it should sync across devices. So when you open the book on your tablet or in the Kindle app somewhere else, then you can see those notes as well. So that's really all I wanted to cover. It's not too extensive of an app, but it's something that I've started using recently on my Chromebook, and I find that's very useful because I can go around and read and just have the one device instead of having to carry around a laptop, smartphone, tablet, and a bunch of other different cables. I don't have to worry about a bunch of different devices having to have power. I just have to worry about, the laptop and smartphone. And it's in the case of a Chromebook, it's a 13-inch screen, so it's big enough to read and fit everything onto a page. So I'll have a link to the extension or the Kindle Cloud Reader in the Chrome Web Store link in the show notes so you guys can check it out. It is a free extension, so it's something worth checking out. So if you want to get into ebooks or have another place to have that ebook reading capability, then definitely check it out. So that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. So if you need to get in touch with me with any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can get prior ebooks of this Working Droid at author.patelN01.com. You can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. And of course, you can support the Geek.io network and this show if you want to help remove ads, get site and network updates and all of that good stuff by supporting us over at Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. All links and all that stuff is in the show notes, so definitely follow those to get more information. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.